Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And you are in the clubhouse. It's a bit of a soggy morning here in lovely Hawaii'i. Across the state, we've got a flash flood watch still. It's been raining since, last week. We are expecting locally heavy rainfall, possibly a chance of thunderstorms. You know, if you hear lightning, please, golfers, take cover. Do not stand under a tree. Take your golf clubs and go someplace safe. Hey, the pro shop or the restaurant. The winds are southerly, 5 to 15, possibly some higher gusts. You know, that'll bring some haze, depending on where we are. We've got a great show for you. We've got Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports Analyst and Golf Channel On Course Commentator. Randall Mell, Golf Channel Senior Writer. He's with the women and checking in with the European Tour on the Race to Dubai DB World Tour Championship. James Corrigan calling in from Dubai. And Nancy Cross, the Tournament Director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Well, we'll be talking with her, too, because we're gearing up for the Sony Open in Hawaii. But first, it's the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Talking with Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports Analyst, right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Creative Plumbing. Whether a high-rise, a shopping center, a store, or townhouse, customer single-family home, call Creative Plumbing. Your plumbing has got to be done right, so call Creative Plumbing, 841-3287. And by Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities, Kauai's South Shore Gem. Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home project into artwork. Futura Stone can build you a special place for your friends and family to gather. Barbecues, fountains, water features, and outdoor lighting. Futura Stone. Only the best. And by Montgomery Power Sports, 550 North Nimitz Highway next to Liliha Bakery, featuring Indian, Victory, Suzuki, and Husqvarna motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM electric vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports, where first responder discounts never end. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's beautiful south shore. Of course, on the south side, maybe just a little bit drier, maybe not. There's a 9:30, there's an 11 o'clock, there's a 12:30, there's a 2 o'clock, and there's 70% off selected men's and women's golf and resort attire in the pro shop. And Mr. Craig Sasada going out to play a little round of golf with Steve Murphy this morning. May you all hit the sweet spot every time, guys. Ocean's 9, that's a special at Poipu Bay between 7 and 8:30. You can play the back nine for $99. So you've only got time for nine. Get over to Poipu Bay Golf Course. You get on the driving range. They will take you out to the back nine. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous way to start the day. That's from 7 until 8:30 at Poipu Bay. All right, Mark Rolfing, welcome to the show.
29 holes, the backside of Poipu Bay, Danielle.
Is it gorgeous or what?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly the kind of innovative thinking that we need in golf today. And, you know, you were never able to play the back nine early in the day because the maintenance people were always out there working. But those guys figured it out over there, and kudos to them.
Exactly. They also have this really great thing going on in the evening. At 4:30, you can go to the practice facility, you can hit balls, you get a cart, and then you can play the first three holes. It's a 3-4 and a 5. And then you're done. You get to go home, relax. You've just kind of hit some balls. You've relaxed. You've got it out of you. The day's over. You walk in the house and you go, hey, I'm home. Cool.
I think that's the future of golf. I'm actually working on a project in Chicago these days, and we are going to do three hole loops. So you literally are going to be able to go in and buy 3, 6, 9, 12, 15 or 18 hole rounds.
I love it. That is beautifully done. Wow. we need you to do that here in Hawaii on some of our resort courses, some of our public courses that aren't munis. You know, that's, do you see some, what's happening with Kahuku, by the way? Anything?
Oh, man, that's hitting a soft spot in my heart. I don't know. We haven't made a whole lot of progress out there lately, although I've been derailed, as you know. But now that I am back healthy and back in the game, I'll be out there before you know it. And I still think there's a chance something really cool can happen out there. The owners want to sell the land. I'm just not interested in being involved in anything where there would be a development component because I don't think that's what fits out in that village area out there. So
kudos to you on that.
Well, yeah. I'm really interested in the golf only. So the question is, how do you make it financially viable to build just a golf course? And it works in today's world if you build one that's minimal and sustainable. You can't build a $30 million course and have it work.
No, and truly, we have to learn that golf isn't green. We equate wealth to everybody being able to water their lawns, but that's not going to work in the future. Although with it raining like it is in Hawaii right now, it's hard to sell that, isn't it?
Well, it is, but that's a tremendous point, Danielle, and it's interesting. If you take a look at Europe, that's where the game began, Scotland and those kind of places. It's interesting. They play brown golf over there. They just simply do not maintain the courses the same way. And two things happen because of that. Actually, three things happen because of that. Number one, they pay less money to play because it doesn't cost so much to maintain the places. Number two, they play faster. They play faster rounds of golf because they're not having to force the ball up in the air. They can bounce it along the ground. And third, and the most important thing maybe, is they play better. Because they can use the ground, and they can drive the ball farther, and they can bounce it onto the greens, and that's not the kind of golf that was designed. And especially here in Hawaii, we had a stretch there in the 90s in particular where we were building really difficult trophy kind of golf courses. And, you know, that's not a sustainable model anymore.
Should we blame Tiger for that?
I don't know. You know, we can blame him for a lot of things, but we also better give him a round of applause because, you know, he changed the way the game was played and he changed the way people viewed it. And I wouldn't have a job and you wouldn't either if it hadn't been for Tiger Woods.
That's exactly. And they wouldn't be making a million, you know, plus for winning a golf tournament if it weren't for Tiger Woods. It's truly amazing. These youngsters that are coming out now, what have we had? 7 first-time winners, all under 26 years of age, and instantly millionaires.
Yeah, it is amazing. They are more ready to win at a younger age than ever in history. And I'm giving a lot of the credit for that to the Golf Channel because when I look back at when I was a junior golfer and I didn't have something like the Golf Channel or the golf club on the radio, you know, to listen to and learn things, there was no way of absorbing information other than getting it from your parents. You know, there was very little instruction in golf for juniors back then. And nowadays, you know, these kids are watching the Golf Channel incessantly and they're growing up in the game a whole lot faster than we did as kids. And there are some really good ones. You've heard me talk about this Justin Thomas before.
Yeah.
And I said earlier this year that even though Jordan Spieth was winning all the tournaments and Justin hadn't won yet, I thought Justin was pretty close to being as good as Jordan, and I still think he is.
And
we're going to get a chance to see that out here in a few weeks.
Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports analyst and Golf Channel On Course commentator, just finished the second part of his treatment for a very unusual cancer that, first of all, operation, second, radiation. We talked after the operation, before you went into radiation. Has your perspective on life changed since that radiation therapy?
I have a total new perspective on life. I'm even more convinced that attitude is everything. You know, you really have to have a good attitude going into this. And you sort of have a graduating class when you go to a place like MD Anderson that you go in with about 100 people that go through the same 6 weeks. And, you know, I watched people that didn't have a very good attitude and that weren't good patients, that didn't do their exercises, that didn't, you know, eat properly and do all the things you were supposed to do. And by the end of it, they were really suffering. And I was able to get through it with minimal side effects. I had some burning to my face, but now after being home here for 2 weeks, that's completely gone.
Fabulous.
I've been walking around places on Maui this past week where I've seen people that I hadn't seen in a while that didn't know that I had cancer, and they still don't. So that's really how clean I've come through the whole thing, and we'll get the test results to see whether we got the all-clear sign. That's going to come in January, but I'm pretty sure that's going to happen, and my doctors are actually going to come out for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. We're going to have a little celebration with some of the players and get me back in the game here.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. With NBC having the year of years, now broadcasting the Open, with the Olympics, with all of the majors, the WGCs, all of the things happening in golf this year, you're going to be on course. You've got a brutal schedule. Most people couldn't even handle the travel that you do and being on it all the time. When do you plan to start immersing yourself back into the groove?
Well, my first big full-time event is going to be Hyundai, although I must tell you, I sort of made my comeback Wednesday this past week, a couple days ago, because they called me and said, will you come on and analyze Davis Love's Ryder Cup press conference when he's done? And so I said, sure, but there's only one way I'll do it, and that is if we do it on my lanai, overlooking the fifth green. And so they agreed. And that was probably a bad thing for them because they set a precedent. Now I realize I could actually do it from home. And it was pretty good. But I got to tell you a funny story because after I got the cancer diagnosis, and did the surgery. That's when Tony Romo broke his collarbone, and he and I are good friends and old golfing buddies. And we made this bet about 8 weeks ago as to who was going to get back on the field first, him or me. And, so he's making his comeback this Sunday, and he's claiming that he's winning because Wednesday doesn't count for me, because I did it at my house.
Aww.
And so I need a judge to overrule that. I would think as long as you're on, you're on. Right, Danielle?
Yes, you're on now.
Right,
you're on
tell
here.
Him that's what you said.
You tell him you were on the golf club this morning.
There you go. So my comeback has already begun. It has started.
Well, I can't wait to see you at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. That's going to be fun. I love talking with you at all of the tournaments in Hawaii. And Alex Maselli, who is now the publisher of Golf Week magazine, told me that the Sony Open and the Hyundai Tournament of Champions are his favorite events on the PGA Tour schedule. And it's interesting how we are so impactful on the players. People love coming here. They love playing golf here. The tour guys like it here. I'd really like to see, we talked a little bit about this in October, more events like we had in the past. Do you think that's possible?
I think it is. We've been working really hard on it. I actually did quite a bit of work while I was down in Houston. At our heyday, Daniel, we had 9 events out here. We're now down to 4. We've got 3 in a row here in January, and then we have Lotte in April. And there's lots of questions about the future of all these events. But I think for the first time I'm seeing the state as a group get together. I met yesterday with all of the Maui people, Barry Helly, Jennifer McNally from Wailea, and Melissa Ludwig from Kaanapali, and Scott Carroll from King Kamehameha, and Mike Jones from Kapalua. And I think everybody's realizing that we need to work on this process together, and that a tournament at Kapalua is not just Kapalua's tournament on Maui, it's Maui's tournament, and it benefits everybody on Maui. And even though not everybody can be the host site of that event because they're not big enough, don't have a big enough facility, they still can, be part of it. And
yes,
I think that's one of the keys. That's really what we have to start instilling. We need a second LPGA event. There's no question in my mind.
That would be fabulous. And the new schedule that came out, they're looking for something to add, a full something here on the way to the Asia Tour. That part of the Asia swing, would be the perfect stop for them to transition from the mainland, east or west coast time zone, wherever they are, to come to Hawaii, acclimate, and then take that trip for those limited field events.
Here's the problem, Danielle. When we had nine events, there was enough business that a television equipment company could have enough equipment out here to televise golf all year round. And now we only have it in January because of the run in January. It comes over from the mainland and then it goes back. So what happens at Lotte, for example, is they put together sort of a patchwork television production, which is doable. It's not the best scenario, but it's doable. The thing is, you could not do that back-to-back on different islands in April because there just isn't the equipment here. So we've got to understand these challenges that we have from being in the islands. You can't drive a truck from Oahu to Maui or from Oahu to Kauai. So how are we going to deal with all this?
We're going to get the Hawaii State Film. Office to invest in a complete system that stays here for companies to be able to utilize it.
Well, maybe that's a great idea, but. And to take a step further, I think there should be tax credits, just like you would do for movies that go to live sporting events, television productions that they have trouble getting. I mean, you get the same benefit that you would from a movie, people saying, oh, that looks like a good place, I want to go there.
Particularly how you talk about the LPGA being broadcast around the world. Because
yeah,
all the players
now that are our emerging markets, you're absolutely right. You know,
yes.
The biggest one for us is Southeast Asia now. You know, that's all brand new.
It's fantastic.
And China and Korea, I mean that is gonna be the future of our tourism growth, there's no doubt in my mind.
We're gonna take a quick break, talk a bit about Tiger Woods being an assistant captain, Adam Scott maybe not playing in the Olympics. We'll come back with Mark Rolfing. He's over on Maui, and I can't wait to see him at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports Analyst and Golf Channel On Course Commentator. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you're all driving to Wailea, the Gold Course hosting the Shane Victorino Tournament this morning, may you all have a blast and hit the sweet spot every time as well. It's going to be fun. A great benefit going on there. We're talking this morning with Mark Rolfing, NBC Sports Analyst and Golf Channel On Course Commentator. If you thought cancer was going to slow this man down, completely the opposite. He's picking up the pace. And for years, Kauai has had the perfect organization promoting each golf course, like a golf trail, where people would be told, you can come here to Kauai, you can play this course, all of them competing entities, but working toward the same goal. What you told me, Mark Rolfing, about all of the folks on Maui getting together, it used to be so contentious, Kapalua, Ka'anapali, well, that's happening in Kapalua, that doesn't count. We need to see it as an island-wide benefit, and that's perfect that you brought all the players together. Really, really good.
Yeah, we've actually produced a commercial now for the group, and it includes the island of Lanai. It's really the first time that this group has gotten together and started working, and I think the results are going to be amazing. And This is too small a place. This is not like Northern California and Southern California. Those people don't get along well, and they don't like each other. And you're either on one side of that fence or the other. But it doesn't need to be that way on Maui. You don't need to be a Kapalua person or a Wailea person. You can easily be both. And that's the beauty of Hawaii golf. Wailea is very different from Kapalua. And just like the same thing over on Kauai. I mean, Poipu is a much different total environment from Princeville. And that's the beauty of what we have. You go to Arizona in the desert or Palm Springs in the desert, everything is the same. Not the case here.
Exactly. Now, are you going to be part of the Olympic broadcast team?
I am going to be part of the Olympic broadcast. That's the first... The first assignment that was made was me going.
Fantastic.
I don't know exactly what my role is going to be. I think it's likely I will be on the course for the men and probably not for the women, probably in the tower for the women. I am happy to report to you, Danielle, that we agreed this week to a brand new contract extension for me.
Yes.
For another 3 years on NBC and Golf Channel. So they've got a lot of confidence that... that we've eradicated this cancer and they're ready to get me going. And you're right, it's going to be a busy year, but the Olympics is one I'm looking forward to. I know Adam Scott isn't. That's all right. I guess it's not for everyone. I will say this, I agree with him. I hate the format. I don't think it should be a normal 72-hole tournament with no team element to it. That doesn't make sense to me, but that's what they decided. I wish they changed their mind. They still got time.
They still have time, and it would be so much more dynamic. This is the country, a team of people, fighting, I was about to say, playing for their country. And he also suggested, hey, why not make it a men-women team from that country? Adding that element of the men and women playing together as a team. Why not? Golf Channel has all kinds of interesting programming. And most recently, they put together men and women as teams, working together for the common goal, winning.
that's a great idea. And all you have to do, Danielle, is take a look at the Ryder Cup. And you look at Ryder Cup has become the second most important golf tournament in the world right now, I believe, after the Masters. And I think there's a day the Ryder Cup may be, the most important tournament. And it's because of that team competition, and it's because what you see those players doing. And that element of it, I would think the Olympics would have looked at and said, wow, look how fast the Ryder Cup has grown. We need to do that because I don't see it growing. I think it'll help in some of the smaller emerging countries, but I really don't see another tournament out of 46 in a year-round schedule. I don't see that making a huge difference.
No, and the Ryder Cup is, it's coalescing. It's like everybody comes together. The whole country gets interested. It's one of the only tournaments that gets out of the golf world and into the mainstream media. People are interested. It's a party. And it's a competition, and it's for national pride, and that always brings that element of, yay, who do I root for? I've got friends in Europe, and I kind of have a European connection, and so I've got that side. But I'm American, it pulls people and brings them together. It's really, really exciting, and it's on U.S. soil this year. And what are our chances now that it's back here? What do you think?
Well, I've been up to Minneapolis a couple times already, and I've talked to Davis Love quite a bit, who, by the way, is coming back to Hawaii for the first time in a while for Kapalua because he hadn't won a tournament. But he's actually convening a player meeting here at Kapalua. I'm going to start talking to guys about trying to get up to Minnesota as quickly as possible in this busy schedule. The American team on paper looks good again, but I've got to tell you, I'm still making the Europeans the favorite. I hate to say it, but there's just something about that Ryder Cup that, really brings out the best in the European players. And the U.S. has now formed a task force, and we've got all these vice captains already named, and Tiger Woods is going to be involved, and Phil Mickelson is going to be involved. That's all well and good. But our guys have to go perform. They have not been very comfortable in the Ryder Cup situation lately. I thought they were totally out of sync at Glen Eagles 2 years ago, but, you know, a lot of that was to do the fact that I didn't think Tom Watson did a very good job as captain there.
Mm.
But it's going to be a great Ryder Cup. This will be one of the great American golf events we've ever seen, I believe.
Now, Rory McIlroy said he was worried about the condition of Tiger Woods' health and his back. More, you know, since he said he's going to be or wants to be so completely involved in any form in taking the assistant captain position, even though he said he'd like to play his way onto the team and be a playing assistant captain. What's your take on that?
Well, first off, I'm worried about Tiger's health, too. I mean, he had a back surgery 6 months ago that they said was wildly successful, and then had another one, you know, in the same areas that they said was really successful. Well, if the first one was successful, why do you have a second one?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't quite get it. I haven't been, you know, around Tiger that much lately, obviously, and I won't be until maybe early in the year next year. But I think we're seeing Tiger's career winding down. There's no question in my mind. And I don't believe that he will qualify for that team.
No.
The big question now, I think, for Davis Love is, okay, these guys have said they're going to be assistant captains if they don't make the team. There's two ways to make the team. You can make it on points or you can make it as a captain's pick. What happens if a Tiger Woods, let's say, finishes 12th or 13th on the points list, or Phil Mickelson finishes 11th or 12th and is, you know, just barely outside it, but yet those guys maybe have committed to be captains, does Davis Love then make them a captain's pick instead? I don't know. That would be a difficult decision, but I do not see Tiger qualifying for that team.
And now you bring Phil Mickelson into the mix. There is that one captain, assistant captain pick that still is open that Davis Love III has. But everybody said that that is Phil Mickelson's if he doesn't make the... Is it Phil Mickelson?
Well, all right. We're going to break the news here on the golf club. There's a problem here, Danielle. And the problem is that the U.S. Ryder Cup Task Force put criteria on the captain's vice captain selection when they sent down the whole thing to the Ryder Cup committee. And in that criteria, they said there will be two assistant captains that were former Ryder Cup captains. There had to be two. Now, Tom Lehman was the first vice captain picked by Love, and he was a former Ryder Cup captain. 2 days ago, Davis picked three more captains, and none of them have been Ryder Cup captains. None of them. Which means, according to the criteria of the U.S. Ryder Cup Task Force, the last pick has to go to a former captain, of which Phil Mickelson is not.
So,
now,
yes.
People aren't talking about this yet, but it's gonna come up. So they're either going to have to change what the Ryder Cup Task Force decided, because under that scenario, Fred Couples couldn't be a captain either.
No.
He hasn't been a former Ryder Cup captain.
Only
so
a president,
They got a flaw in the system.
Yes, yes. Well, who do you, of all the former Ryder Cup captains, who would you think would be the best fit?
Well, the three that would be logical are Paul Azinger, Ben Crenshaw, and Tom Kite. Are any one of those three as good as a Phil Mickelson or a Fred Couples? I don't think so. Not now. They're not as relevant. I don't think it would be as dynamic in the team room. Azinger's had problems with PGA of America and the whole Ryder Cup team. So
right.
I think the logical choices are Mickelson or Couples. But again, according to the criteria that was put in place, neither one of them could be a captain, and they didn't talk about that the other day.
My goodness, you've just given me something to think about and something to write about, and always a pleasure talking with you. I've got a kind of a dumb, you know, it's Thanksgiving next week, and I'm thankful to be talking with you today, and that we will see you at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and I can't wait to see you off the reef at the Sony Open in Hawaii. And I certainly hope you'll be sitting down with me and talking during those events like we have in the past. And what are you thankful for?
You know, I am thankful for my extended family in golf, including you, Danielle, and a lot of people listening right now. It just really made me realize what this game has meant to me all these years and how many friends I have made and how everybody came together and supported me through this thing. It was a shock You know, it is a very deadly cancer, a bad one. You know, the prognosis was not good for a while, and we had to fight our way through it. And my extended family in golf was really what did it. So that's what I'm thankful for this year.
You are awesome. I can't wait to see you at the Hyundai. Thank you for being on.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back and talk with Randall Mell because the women are doing amazing things. And it's the final race for the CME Globe. They're in Naples, Florida. And guess who's contending? Yeah, Lydia Ko. But Inbee Park's not that far behind. I never rule her out. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Liha Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
It's time to make you kids winners. We're giving away the 60-day in-home golf training program endorsed by Gary McCord and Brandel Chambly, and they are unpaid spokespeople. This is a $180 value. All you got to be is the ninth caller, 808-296-5467. We'll give you the code to the Tathata Golf 60-day in-home golf training program. That's the TathataGolf.com in-home golf training program, and it opens the door to an entirely new way to learn this game of golf, a complete path to learning and training your mind, your body, your swing, and it's yours. Ninth caller, 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Give us a call. If you're the ninth caller, you're the winner. And who's going to be the winner? Race. You know, the thing about this LPGA final event of the season, the race to the CME Globe, is that there are so many things up for grabs. The race to the CME Globe is finishing with the CME Group Tour Championship. It's being played at the Tiburon Golf Club in Naples, Florida. The VAR Trophy, the Player of the Year, number one world ranking, the money list, it's all on the line. Lydia Ko, Inbee Park, both have 5 wins, have won majors this year. Park has won 2, Ko 1, and there's Stacey Lewis. So let's talk to Randall Mell. He's there. Welcome to the show, Randall.
Hi, Danielle. Good to be with you.
It's good to be talking with you about this so exciting LPGA. The new schedule's been released, and of course, this event is amazing. You're there. You're watching. What's your sense of watching Inbee Park and Lydia Ko playing?
Yeah, Lydia Ko has taken early command of the battle for the CME Globe and the Rolex Player of the Year and the Var Trophy and the money title, but Indy today is sneaking back into it there a little bit, so it could set up for a really, really fun Sunday, but everything's so close. If the players sat down there and looked at point projections, it would be dizzying because they change all the time. So obviously they boil it down to just making birdies and scores.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the leaderboard constantly changing. You know, Christy Kerr, Hana Jang, Jarena Puller, Ai Miyazato, all of a sudden Lexi Thompson, and then we've got Lydia Ko. She's gone down, now tied for fourth in Inbee Park. What do you make of her? She's so consistent. Birdie, 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 double bogey. Birdie, 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 bogey. Yeah, it was pretty surprising, but she comes back all the time.
Oh, she does. Yeah, I think Lydia's strength, you know, a big part of her strength is just her mind. You know, we see her comportment on the course and just the way she controls herself, doesn't get too excited, doesn't really let pressure get to her. She feels it, but the way she handles it, she's just such a healthy person, I think, that and golf is such a testing game mentally. It tests your temperament. It's a game that you can easily get frustrated in, and she's able to handle that. I think for someone who's 18 years old, it's probably the thing that stands out most about her. She's just a very smart player for someone, one of the smartest players out there for somebody who's 18 years old.
Yeah, and she's been winning since the age of 14 when she blew away everybody and won a professional tournament as an amateur. You know, and that's what we've been watching all this time. We kind of expected it of her. I've got to ask you, Christy Kerr, Hana Jang, Jarena Piller, Ai Miyazato, Lexi Thompson, if they were to win, would they win the CME Globe? Would they get that $1 million? Who's got the chance to win the $1 million?
well, it's just the top nine players who entered the top nine in point standing. So obviously, 1, 2, 3 coming in was Lydia 1, Indy 2, Stacy Lewis 3. So seeing them, and Stacy's starting to get in contention there, they have a huge advantage on the other players because not only the other players in the top nine, like Lexi, you know, they pretty much have to win or finish high, but then they have, you know, they can't have Lydia in contention. They can't have Indy in contention. So it's not just them winning. It's Lydia and Indy and Stacy staying out of the way and not getting points that would allow them to overtake them. So it gets complicated with the projections come Sunday. But you know, the players who are 1, 2, 3, Lydia, Indy, and Stacy, if they win, it takes care of themselves. It takes care of itself. They're guaranteed they'll also win the $1 million if they win the CME Group Tour Championship. Players outside the top three, players 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, they need help. They need to try to win or finish second or third, and they need help.
They need help, like in Lydia Ko and Inbee Park not playing really well, or
right.
Stacy Lewis. Yes.
Yeah, and that's not happening here. So it really looks like it's going to boil down. It looks like it's going to boil down to Inbee and Lydia right now.
Taking that $1 million, although, as you said, I'm watching Stacy Lewis, and this leaderboard keeps changing. It's a dynamic time on the LPGA. It's exciting. It just seems every year we're saying the same thing. Isn't this fantastic how competitive the great winners and the young kids that are coming in and playing like mature women in golf?
Yeah, a lot of good young players to follow, too, with obviously Lydia leading the way. Lexi Thompson's only 20. Brooke Henderson, who's playing this week, is, just turned 18. And Allison Lee, another young American. If you're wondering who the next young Americans are going to be, obviously Lexi, but Allison Lee, keep your eye on her. So there is a good, strong young cast. And obviously the South Koreans continue to, you know, strengthen their ranks. And there's such a heated competition for the Olympics among the South Koreans. If you're in the top 15 in the world rankings, you should be guaranteed going to the Olympics, but they only take four, and there are seven South Koreans in the top 15. They could field about four or five teams, I think.
You know, that I always thought to myself, because even Lydia Ko is part Korean, South Korean, right? So you look at what is it about the DNA, you know, what is it about the mindset? I know we say it's training, but there's got to be more to it, and I'm not sure what it is, this zenness that comes out where they can just, as you say, focus, not take it too seriously, recover, and then come right back to their center. Center again, let that shot go. It's like keeping the emotions separated from the physical doing, from the analytical part of yourself. And that's an art form in itself, having that separation.
Yeah, there are, I think, intangibles we can't measure that's going on there. Just the intense desire among South Korean girls to be the best golfers in the world. That's something that's hard to measure. And then also the tangible things they do have, in that they have a very good system for training players. Their professional ranks is like three-tiered. It's more like Major League Baseball, where you would have a single-A, double-A, triple-A format for players to work their way up and work their way through. So there's a real good training ground in place, too, which, you know, these... This is the strongest rookie class the LPGA has ever had, but it's almost unfair to call those South Koreans like Hanan Jang and Yeo-Ju Kim to call them rookies, because they're such proven players internationally already. I mean, Yeo-Ju Kim had won a major before her rookie LPGA season. So, you know, they come over, they're already world-class players, they're already top 20 in the world, and they're very tough to beat.
And like Seung Kim, the Louise Suggs Rolex Rookie of the Year, with three wins already on this year.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Seung Kim's in that mix too. She's a rookie, but she's already a star over in South Korea. You know, the women's game is so much younger than men's game. I figured it out. I was last week just sat down. It was like the average age of the top 10 in the women's world rankings is 23 years old. The top 10 in the men's is 32 years old. So, you know, that's a big difference.
It is a big difference. Somebody suggested that Lydia Ko is the best young golfer of all time, male or female, period. End of story.
Well, she's you know, winning the Grand Slam of youthful triumphs, and she's gone past that. I mean, look, she was the youngest player to win an LPGA event, the youngest player, man or woman, to become number one in the world, the youngest woman to win a major championship. I mean, you could really argue she's the youngest player to win a major championship, because young Tom Morris, I think he beat like 10 players when he's the only player younger than Lydia, and he beat like 10 players at the British Open 100 some years ago when he won it. And, you know, she could become the youngest player of the year this week, the youngest to win the VAR trophy. I mean, she's just mowing away all these youngest ever possibilities.
Yeah, and it's like, this is what we expected of Michelle Wee. You know, that's from Hawaii, of course, from our perspective. That's what we saw.
Yeah.
That
we expected. Michelle, right, and, you know, it's tough, because I thought last year watching Michelle play, I think we talked a little bit about this, but of all the things last year that I saw, obviously her putting was really good last year. You putt well and win at Pinehurst to win a U.S. Women's Open. There's nothing wrong with your putting. And, you know, her ball striking was great. But it was this look in her eye. This look in her eye was back that she believed that she could do it all again, that she could be number one in the world, that she could beat all these players, that she was better than all these players, and it was all going to happen. And then just disappointing that it's... just not come together this year.
And then the injuries.
A combination of, sickness, injuries, and then, you know, she's, and I talked to David Ledbetter about this, and she is a super tinkerer with her swing. And David said he saw her, the last time he saw her, he was like, swing look completely different than they saw her the time before. So she's always tinkering. To her detriment sometimes.
Yeah, it's just like Tiger. It's like, God, Tiger, just don't do that anymore. Why are you rebuilding your... It was already good, you know? Well, as a golf writer for the South Florida Sun Sentinel, you've been following Morgan Pressel and Lexi Thompson, two other prodigies, right? Two other youngsters that we expected to also be the number one players in the world. Since their junior golf years, you're following them?
Yeah, I was the golf writer. I was their local golf writer when Morgan qualified for the U.S. Women's Open at 12 and then actually turned 13 before she teed it up at Pine Needles. And then when Lexi Thompson, I remember watching Lexi Thompson in the U.S. Women's Open qualifier when she was 10 years old, almost make it. It was crazy. But they actually changed the rules again after she almost made it at 10. So, I watched them, and I think it's the reason that I cover LPGA golf, I believe, for the Golf Channel, because through them I was introduced to the women's game and started traveling. My newspaper sent me around to LPGA events to cover them, and then I just became more interested in the LPGA and probably did more than local golf writers do in the LPGA. And Golf Channel people needed somebody in their .com department to keep an eye on the LPGA, and my name came up. So I think really Lexi and Morgan are a big reason for that.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be there with the recession affecting the game. What were we down to, 24 events on the LPGA in 2011?
Yeah, it was 23 events and $40 million. And now with this new schedule, it's 34 events, which Mike Wan sees as maximum. That's the most he wants. And it's also $63 million. So, you know, they're playing for $20 million more. And it's, I believe it's 8 more full field events, 8 to 10 more full field events, and 8 to 10 more North American events. So the schedule's in a good place. Mike Wong, the commissioner, has a good plan. Now his plan is to focus on making those events bigger and better, getting more attention, which he sees getting the women more on network TV in the weekends. And Mike has a very good way of putting this, so he doesn't offend the Golf Channel. He says, you know, I want some network appearances on the weekend, so we build more audiences, and then we bring them back to the Golf Channel with us. So, you know, he's very good about selling that.
Yes, but he also made a really good point, because you've already got golfers and got people interested in the game watching Golf Channel. If you want to grow the game, if you want to make Golf Channel even bigger, then you got to get more people interested in, oh, what? Look at these women play. These are amazing. There's such competition. But I also think we need, and somebody said this just recently, about the speed of play on the LPGA, also on the LET, and I think in Europe, they're actually going after slow play. And I think that's one of the things that needs to be done to make it more dynamic on television. You know, sometimes it's like, okay, it's great golf, but gee, it's slow.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I know I was at a Solheim Cup in Ireland with an international writer, and here it is, the Solheim Cup, only played once every 2 years, once every 4 years in Europe, and this is a big-name columnist, and he wrote his whole column on Saturday about slow play, and I thought, you know, that's, man, this is a woman's world spotlight. He's writing about slow play. So, you know, that wasn't a good thing. But here's the biggest thing that women's golf, the biggest way they could win new audiences, and it's totally out of Mike Wong's control, and it's the Arnold Palmer factor. It's if you have a superstar, a dynamic, charismatic superstar that people want to see, wow, that's the best thing you can have to sell your sport. So, but, you know, Michelle Wee would probably be the player who could most create that. If Michelle won 10 times in a year and won 2 majors, she would have the most ability to take the women's game to another level. But it takes a superstar like that to really change things.
Yeah, and a superstar like that is someone who makes you feel that if you met them, you would be embraced by them. And I think that's something that Michelle is able to do. You see her in social media, in her photographs, in her short snippet videos, where she'll actually eat live octopus, and you go, God, but you can't help but watch, because here's this gorgeous woman doing these crazy things, and you think, you know, I'd like her as a friend. And I think, you know, if I met her, she'd say hi to me. That's one of the keys, you know, the smile in the face, in the eyes, on the lips, that really, it grabs you. And what that's what I haven't seen yet on any of the other players.
Yeah, no doubt Michelle has the wow factor. I was at a Omega ribbon-cutting ceremony here this week where Michelle was there in this beautiful dress, and you know, the whole room was riveted on her. She has the wow factor. The people who love Michelle, but the people who don't really don't. But the fact that she's a lightning rod that way is not a bad thing for the tour either.
No. It's not a bad thing because, as you said, you know, there are people who hate Tiger Woods with an absolute passion, but they still want to talk about him, you know, and that's the big thing. We're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk about a new event on the LPGA Tour that's going to be played next year. So when you said he didn't want 34 events, does that include this Oneida LPGA Classic?
No, it doesn't. And actually, it's not for next year. They announced that really early. It's for 2017. So, yeah, he might be going over his matches
limit,
a little bit. But it's still another thing he wants, is more full field events for players.
We'll be back right after this. We're talking with Randall Mell, senior writer, Golf Channel. And, of course, he covers the LPGA. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Have you ever seen a building or a magazine photo or traveled to a place that captured your imagination? Futura Stone's Master Craftsman can transform your vision into a reality. Does your project call out for a permeable pavement, parking area, pool deck, plaza, or grand entry? Bring us your plans. Futura Stone's unique outdoor products and services can turn your resort, building, or home's exterior into an oasis that will last a lifetime. Call Futura Stone, 841-7440 across Hawaii. Futura Stone, only the best.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Indian. These bikes are gorgeous. The first brand made in America. Indian. They're sexy. Indian is military tested and approved. They supplied our bikes for World War II. Montgomery Power Sports. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 North Nimitz Highway, next to Liliha Bakery. Military and first responder discounts and financing available. OAC. Montgomery Power Sports, where the rubber hits the road.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
We're talking with Randall Mell. He's senior writer, Golf Channel. And one final question I wanted to go over. I think this is exciting. This is an LPG event. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Randall? Oneida?
Yes, you got it.
Oneida LPGA Classic in Thornbury Creek, at Thornbury Creek in Green Bay, Wisconsin, hosted by the Oneida Nation. And this golf course has some huge credentials.
The official Green Bay Packer golf course.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's really something. It's the official Green Bay Packer golf course. It's also, it hosts, doesn't it, the Wisconsin Open qualifiers?
Yeah, I believe that was on its list there. But yeah, that's going to be a great place, a perfect place for the LPGA to go. Same thing, you know, the Meyer Classic was such a big hit in Michigan. They love their golf in Michigan, and they love their golf in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's becoming more of a destination place. But, and it's just like Des Moines as host of the Solheim Cup in Iowa. They will kill it there also. They will have record crowds in Des Moines, and they'll have huge crowds in Green Bay. We see how they turn out at Black Wolf Run for the U.S. Women's Open. There were record crowds of the year. They had it that way. It's just a perfect kind of place for the LPGA to go play.
Yeah, it's great, and it's being hosted by the Oneida Nation. What is it in? What's in it for them to, you know? Then is I'm interested that an American Indian tribe would be interested in hosting an LPGA event.
Yeah, well, they have a business too. There's a casino there, so you know, to have an attraction like that. And then to bring some more notoriety to their golf course. They own that golf course on the Oneida Reservation there within Green Bay. So, you know, there's a lot of reasons, business reasons, for them to partner with the LPGA.
Fantastic. And finally, the Olympics. We talked a little bit about it, but how does that affect the LPGA Tour schedule?
I asked Mike Wan that exact question yesterday about the schedule, because there's a three-week break next year to allow for the Olympics, and Mike said, you know, it's not ideal to have 3 weeks off, but I asked him, I guess, that's not ideal, but just to have women golf in the Olympics, how big a deal is that? And he said it was just a huge deal. He said it was had a huge possibilities for the LPGA to bring audiences. That same idea Mike had of being on network TV on the weekend,
yeah,
creating more audiences, bringing them back to the Golf Channel, while bringing these audiences back to watch other LPGA events, is what he's hopeful of, that they will get good play, there will be some good storylines that grab some worldwide attention in the hunt for gold medal, that it will bring more eyeballs to the LPGA.
Fantastic. Awesome. And where are you off to? Who are you following? I mean, I'm looking here now, and Stacey Lewis, Suzanne Paterson, I.K. Kim, Brittany Lincecum, they're moving on up, or maybe Stacey moved a little lower, but it's constantly changing leaderboard. Who are you following?
Well, I was in following Lydia, and I had to race off. I had to talk to Danielle Tucker, so race back out there, because I didn't want to get in trouble talking on the phone on the golf course, Danielle. So
I better let you go. Randall Mell, Senior Writer, Golf Channel, thanks for being with me for so long and keeping you away from, you know, NB Park is moving on up there. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I better let you. Bye.
Hi, Danielle. Good talking to you. You take care now.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. I'm hoping we're going to make connection with James Corrigan. That's my hope. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU-FM Honolulu, KGU-AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, and online at RadioGolfClub.com, streaming live. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Montgomery Power Sports, serving Hawaii statewide for 65 years. Family owned and operated. You'll find motorcycles by Suzuki, Indian, Victory, Husqvarna and Polaris ATVs and multifunctional vehicles, and Jam electric vehicles. Visit our showroom with our friendly, knowledgeable staff at 550 Nimitz Highway, next to the Lehigh Bakery. Financing available OAC. Montgomery Power Sports. Wear the tires. Grab the road.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, grip it.
and rip it.
Did I? Oh, man. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
I'm just wondering if we got our ninth caller for our Tough Out of Golf. I think Raphael right now is nodding yes. Raph is in there taking care of the phones and making sure that we get the information. He'll send that on over to me. What I'd like to do is make you a winner because it's time for the holidays. And I've got these fabulous Bridgestone golf balls. Now, there's no reason why you can't give them to somebody you love and or care about. And in fact, one gal won just 2 weeks ago, and she said to me, you know, I'd like to give these Bridgestone golf balls to my friend because she came to Hawaii and she lost a whole bunch of golf balls, and I feel bad about that. So we've got the Lady Precepts or the E6 Straight Flight. Make golf easier with your E6, the E6 technology for left or right, it's coming left, it's going right, oh dear. But this technology, the E6 technology, is just for that. Straight flight, okay? Longer shots are the key to success in golf. Take advantage of the all-new E6, the softest multi-layer golf ball on the market. It's designed to improve your accuracy and your game. Newly engineered web dimple enhances surface coverage for improved ball flight for more distance. And it's soft, so you have the touch that you need around the greens, okay? So you're not losing that. I think that's so important. And we'll be talking with Nancy Cross, Executive Director of the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, about all the things that we can do to help the Sony Open and the Hyundai Tournament of Champions be successful. But I'm going to take a chance and see James Corrigan is golf correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. And he's calling in from Dubai. And I'm hoping that he's on the line right now. I'm kind of blind here. Jamie, are you there? No. So we haven't had any luck getting James on. But Gail Kagehiro from Wahiawa, congratulations, Gail. You're really going to like this. And I will give you the promo code so that you can definitely take advantage of the Tathara Golf in-home golf training program. It's a 60-day program, and it's just really, really cool. One thing that I forgot to talk to, I couldn't keep him any longer, Lorena Ochoa. Is she in the Hall of Fame or is she not in the Hall of Fame? It was talked about considerably last week in all of the golf media. I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But I thought, you know, this is such a confusing situation. Lorena Ochoa has plenty of points. She's got all the points in the world. 27 is necessary to get into the LPGA Hall of Fame. They're very strict. It's not like a vote. She's got everything, all the points. In fact, she's way over the points. But there's one thing that you also have to be. You have to have 10 years in the LPGA playing. Okay? So 10 years. So she decided that she wanted to go start a family and everybody was very disappointed because the LPGA put a lot of stock. I mean, there was Annika Sorenstam. Annika Sorenstam played for a long time on the LPGA, then decided it was time for her to start her family. Well, Lorena Ochoa was in a position where, you know, who's to say when you meet the right guy, you know? I mean, that's not something you can plan. And she said, well, it's time for me to start a family. And so she did. So the question is, can she actually get into the Hall of Fame? And that was 5.5 years ago. She announced her retirement, and she was asked by GolfChannel.com, probably Randall Mell, if she's heard about her Hall of Fame status, and she said, I have no idea. I've heard no news. I did my best as a player. It's not in my hands. And so, you know, that's just how it is right now. But there is a group. There's the Veterans Committee in the LPGA. they haven't gotten together in a whole long time, but that would be the organizational part of the decision-making process of whether a player gets to get into the Hall of Fame. They would, if the Veterans Committee nominates Ochoa, her name would then be forwarded to the LPGA player membership for a vote. And if 75% of the membership that responds to the ballot approves, Ochoa then wins induction. Okay, but the problem is that the LPGA Hall of Fame Veterans Committee isn't actively assembled and hasn't been for a number of years. So that's why Ochoa is in this Hall of Fame limbo. The 12-member Hall of Fame Veterans Committee is supposed to include 2 members of the LPGA Hall of Fame, 3 members of the media, 2 members of the golf industry at large. I volunteer. 1 active member, 1 active player, 1 retired player, and some select members of the LPGA board, the LPGA Executive Committee, and the Tournament Owners Association. But no player has been inducted via this veterans category in 13 years. No player has been inducted after a nomination of the Veterans Committee since LPGA founder Marlene Hague was selected in 2002. So we'll just have to see. I certainly, Judy Rankin, Donna Capone, and Hague all were inducted through this veterans category. And according to this information I got from golfchannel.com, there is the LPGA Chief of Tour Operations, Heather Daly D'Onofrio. She says the LPGA's focus, helping the World Golf Hall of Fame develop new guidelines that include a new female ballot. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. I just get the committee together, you know, just have them meet. The woman did amazing things for the world of golf, and she continues to support not just junior golf, but she, you know, hosts the tournament in her hometown, and the players love going there. So I think it's about time. I hear that this wonderful gentleman, James Corrigan, golf correspondent for James is on. That James Corrigan, the golf correspondent for the Daily Telegraph, he's in Dubai. He's, of course, from the UK. Are you there, James? Hey, Jamie.
I'm here, yeah.
Oh, yes, Jamie. I thank you, first of all, for being on the show, and second, for your perseverance in getting through. I am just thrilled to talk with you. You come highly recommended. A mutual friend of ours said I really should have you on the show. And you're at the European Tour's final event, the European Tour's 2015 season, the culmination of a year of a travel around the world for these players. What's fascinating is Rory McIlroy is he's at the top of the points list by a few, even though he had hardly any season to really base all that on. Hey, did you find that surprising?
No, not really, because, well, Rory's only played really 12 events on the European Tour, but he's so good, he can amass so many points in that time that, you know, he's so much better than the rest on the European Tour, and he's playing absolutely magnificently here. And he'll win tomorrow. He'll win and take home the trophy. He'll take home both trophies as he does. And he's just, you know, it's just a shame. I look back on the year, and if he hadn't had that injury when he played soccer, as you call it, and had that injury, well, you know, Jordan Spieth and Jason Day wouldn't be 1 and 2 in the world at the moment.
Didn't Danny Willett have a problem when they gave him the exemption to get in, even though he'd only played 12 when everybody else had to play 13 events to be in the race to Dubai?
He had a bit of a niggle, yeah. I wouldn't, you know, in the media, we probably built it into a bit more than it was. The rules were bent, definitely, for Rory, but Danny Willett appreciates what Rory McIlroy brings to the European Tour. He brings star power, you know, he brings a lot of exposure, you know, obviously Danny wouldn't be earning the money he did if it wasn't for somebody like Rory, and Danny's known Rory a long time. Danny was quite upset, actually, the way it was played out. He was just making a point that, you know, that the rules were bent, and he actually said he would have made the same decision. But, you know, I don't know. it's a sad one in the way because, you know, Danny's such a great European Tour competitor and such a great European Tour servant, but he, you know, he wants to see this being the race of the being seen as a tournament with an integrity.
Yes.
And he just maybe thought that a little bit of that was lost with Rory, but, you know, he would be the last one to say that Rory shouldn't be here.
Yes, I totally understand where he's coming from, and at the same time, I totally understand why the European Tour made the decision. I have followed the European Tour for the 18 years that I've been doing this show, and the evolution has been spectacular. It's great. I mean, Patrick Reed was one of the last people I expected on the American PGA Tour to go over to Europe and spend 5 weeks. And then he calls his family and says, come on over, let's have some fun. I love this. You know, he's really embracing the cultures. I think he's found a whole new world.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've seen Patrick and the way he reacts after around the media in the U.S., you know, where I come over to the U.S. a lot. And I've seen the way he reacts then. And the way he reacts over here to the media, you know, we're the media is basically the same, you know. We differ in the way we ask questions or anything. But the difference, the way he reacts, he's so much calmer here. He's so much more open. He just seems a lot happier. It's really weird watching it. And he just seems to really enjoy it. And I was watching him today, and I tell you what, he could still win this event. You know, he's only a few off the lead, and he's playing great, and he's putting well. But he really does seem to love it. And I chatted to him after the day, and he just said he loves Dubai. He seems to love going abroad, and, you know, that's great. It's great to see young Americans doing that.
I think so. It opens the mind, you know. I just think it's wonderful. It truly is. I like what Keith Pelley is doing, the new chief executive of the European Tour. I was talking earlier with Randall Mell about, you know, the changes that he wants to speed up the pace of play. That, you know, it's more exciting if you watch him play quicker.
Yeah, but, you know, these are just words. I mean, when it came in, I think if any person ever goes into a big job in golf and they're asked, what do you want to do first? They'll always say, speed up the pace of play. It's so easy to say it, isn't it? It's so easy to say, and it's such a great mission to have because everybody agrees with it. But how do you do it? How do you do it? And, you know, whether he'll be successful or not, I don't know. You know, the European Tour refs, unlike the U.S., unlike the PGA Tour refs, you know, they're quite strict on it, and they have done people with penalties and everything, but it still doesn't help. So, you know, they have to come up with really hard sanctions, and they've got to be prepared. They've got to be prepared to go and do a few of the well-known people.
Yeah, and that, like you said, it's a tough one to tell some of the people who are slow players, and then you're in a group, and one guy's slow, you're not, you get penalized. It is a tough call. 13 events were required to be able to play the race to Dubai to keep your European Tour card, and Mr. Pelley has decided to bring that down to 5 European Tour sanctioned events, excluding the majors and the WGCs. It does that help the European Tour?
Well, I tell you why he's done it. He did it because of the Ryder Cup, and because everybody knows that the Ryder Cup, if it wasn't for the Ryder Cup, the European Tour wouldn't exist as it does now. The money they earn from the Ryder Cup means everything to them. And so we have to have the players, our European players, playing on the European Tour. And so, you know, 5's a concession to them because we have a few of our old boys, like, they hate me calling them all boys, but people like Lee Westwood's out the top 50 now, Luke Donald's out the top 50, Ian Poulter's out the top 50. You know, these boys they might not get a chance to play in the WGCs or the Masters, and same applies to Graham McDowell. But he's had a kick in the teeth tonight. We've discovered that Paul Casey has decided not to renew his European Tour membership or rejoin, so he definitely won't be in the Ryder Cup. He's ineligible. I thought it was really strange, you know, and Darren Clarke is very upset. He released a statement, and, you know, statements are usually bland, but he said, you know, his disappointment, obviously his priorities is not to play in the Ryder Cup. You know, he's got a he's got a young wife and a young kid over in America, but his wife's English, so you think they could come home for a couple of weeks. Anyway, I don't want to pick on Paul too much, but, you know, it's still, I don't think this is solved, this whole thing is solved by a long way, you know. It's, you know, the great elephant in the room. People, the reason people join the European Tour at the good level like Poulter and all of those, and the reason they keep their membership is to be able to play in the Ryder Cup. And that is, you know, they won't agree with me saying that, but that's why they do it. And then Casey is saying, well, I'm not going to play in the Ryder Cup. This is a huge departure.
You know, Jamie, I don't know how I messed up getting the number to you, but I would really like to have you on the show again. And I have I really because talking with you is fabulous. I have Nancy Cross, the executive director for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, standing by. But I didn't want to keep it too short since we finally got to talk. Will you join me again sometime?
No. I will definitely, and Nancy's much more important than me, so you get her on.
I know. You guys are equally important. I just you're the best.
I'm only joking.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on, and I'll be in touch so we can figure out a date when the call-in number isn't so complicated.
Brilliant, no problem.
Aloha. Thank you. James Corrigan is the golf correspondent for the Daily Telegraph. He's from Wales, one of my favorite countries. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap it up with Nancy Cross. She is the executive director, Hyundai Tournament of Champions. I like to call her the tournament director. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome, Nancy Cross, Executive Director, Hyundai Tournament of Champions. It's January. Do I have the right dates? I'm afraid that I'm going to say the wrong dates. What dates do we have for this year? Is it the 5th or the 12th?
6th through the 10th.
The 6th through the 10th.
You are close, Danielle.
it's one of those odd days. You know, Mr. Corrigan was trying to get through for 20 minutes. So once he did, I couldn't say, I'm sorry, you don't have time now.
No problem. Danielle, we're back to a Sunday finish.
Oh, yes. Oh, I like that. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come over a couple days early, enjoy the whole tournament, and then be back in time for work. That's fantastic. We are talking about the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. And it used to begin the season, but this is the event that everybody who wins over the season, whether it's a wraparound, doesn't matter, they get to come here. And we have golfers whose wives beg their husbands to win. Could you please win one, please, please? Because they really treat us so well when we go to Kapalua and play in the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. To make sure that this all comes together, volunteers are needed to make it happen. And I see a list: drivers, marshals, shot link, gallery control. Who do you need?
Well, right, we're doing actually pretty good. We've had a great response. We're still looking for transportation. So if anyone's interested in helping us out with transportation, I think there might be a few spots with marshals as well. So the best thing would be to call us at 808-665-9160, and we'll tell you how to register.
Wonderful. Now, all of the money that is raised from ticket sales, that doesn't go to the guys, the purse. The purse is taken care of by the Hyundai folks, and they're the ones that put out the money and make sure that the great players come and have a great time. The ticket sales, that money that you pay to go and play, watch the play, that supports Maui Charities.
Well, it's a little more complicated than that. But and we don't designate, you know, specifically that the ticket revenue goes to charities. But we obviously any funds that we make over and above our expenses and that type of thing, we try to support our charities. We have six great designated charities, and we also help Hawaii State Junior Golf and Maui Junior Golf, and we've donated over $5.3 million since the event moved here in 1999. But one program where the ticket sales goes directly to nonprofits is our Golf for Maui Charities, and that's any nonprofit can sign up, sell the tickets, and keep 100% of the proceeds. So it's a great way for a charity to get involved.
How does the charity get involved?
Again, they should just give us a call at 808-665-9160, and we'll send them all the paperwork to fill out, and then we send them the tickets, and away they go selling.
So they sell the tickets, and all the money that they earn from the sale mm-hmm. of the tickets stays with them?
Correct.
So if
they get to keep that.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So if they sell what is the week-long ticket selling for now?
Well, a weekly grounds ticket sells for $60, and a weekly clubhouse, which allows access to the grounds and to the clubhouse restaurant that offers an upscale menu for purchase, overlooks the first tee, so great location. Those weekly clubhouse tickets are $95. We also have a great champions weekly package that includes two tickets to Wednesday's Pro-Am, and then two weekly clubhouse, which would be accessed Thursday through Sunday, and then includes a preferred parking. And as you know, our on-course parking is very limited, so that is definitely sought after, and that sells for $275. All our tickets are on sale at pjtour.com/Hyundai. But for our Maui residents, starting December 1, if they want to avoid the fees, tickets will be on sale at the Bay Course and the Plantation Course Pro Shop. And starting December 15th, Honolulu store will be selling them, as well as the ABC store in Honokauai and in Kihei across from Kamaoli Park 1.
Excellent. And now this is perfect, because you can buy somebody a holiday gift, and at the same time, you know, you're giving to charity. So if you buy it from a Golf for Maui charity that's selling the tickets, mm-hmm. the Golf for Maui charity is the winner, and your friend is the winner, and the Hyundai Tournament of Champions is the winner. It's
right.
It's really exciting. So we need, I want to ask a question about transportation. I was talking with someone the other day. What if my car isn't something that I thought would be, you know, good enough to transport? Who am I transporting? And do you have cars that you provide to the people who need to transport people?
Well, I'm not sure what you mean, Danielle, but I'll tell you one thing. We have a new public parking location this year. No. We had to move it to the Lahaina Civic. We've got plenty of parking in there. And then we provide, obviously, free public parking and shuttles. So if you head to the Lahaina Civic, then we have shuttles that will bring you right up to the fan zone at the course. And that is, you know, going to be very convenient for spectators.
Oh, it is. I love how everybody gets dropped off. You're right there by Spectator Village. There's the entrance. It's perfect. I was referring to the volunteers for transportation. What will the volunteer for transportation be driving?
Oh, well, they'll be driving vans that we rent from Avis, which is an official partner with the PGA Tour. And so they will be driving vans. They could be driving people from the Ritz-Carlton up to the course. They could be transporting people up to the practice range. They could be driving volunteers, you know, to their locations that they are, and driving them from the volunteer parking lot up to the course. And they could also be driving professionals, picking them up at the airport, you know, and bringing them out to the resort where they then get a Hyundai courtesy vehicle to drive for the week, the fantastic Genesis and, you know, a beautiful car.
That's a gorgeous car.
Yeah.
Yes, it's beautiful. I was lucky. I sat in one of 1 year. So the opening ceremony, that is always very moving. What is planned for this year?
Well, we're still working on that, but of course we work with Clifford Naoli, who's the cultural advisor for the Ritz-Carlton, who's been fantastic about helping us out with that every year. That'll take place about 20 minutes before the first tee time on Thursday, and so it's going to be good. We're still planning on that. I do want to mention our gate times. Currently, for Wednesday's Pro-Am is 7. Thursday and Friday, we have gate times of 9, and then we will be having early tee times on Saturday and Sunday, so our gate times are at 7, so come up early on the weekend so you can see all the action.
Excellent. And the Spectator Village, is there food and beverage?
Oh, you bet. We've got Paradise Grill as our concessionaire in the fan zone. We have Grey Goose as one of our sponsors. So we'll be having, you know, Grey Goose signature drinks both at the 18th location, 18th hole location, and in the fan zone.
Fantastic. We need to talk again before the tournament. I like to put you in different times because people come in and out of radios.
Yeah.
So you tell me what Saturday.
And Danielle, yeah, well, because especially because we haven't even talked about our fantastic field. And I also wanted to mention that we still have a very few Pro-Am spots available. And what an opportunity for someone to possibly get to play with you know, we've got all the young guns, Jordan Spieth and Jason Day and Patrick Reed and Justin Thomas and all these guys. So we're really excited, and so I'm excited to talk to you about that, too.
Good. So you tell me what Saturday is good for you. It could be next Saturday. It could be the following Saturday. But I can't wait because I'm going to be at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions, and I want everybody to come out and enjoy fabulous golf and the beautiful plantation course at Kapalua. Nancy Cross, thanks for being on the show.
You bet. And remember, kids are free, so a great family event. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you. And the kids will get, they'll be so tired, they'll sleep really good.
Perfect.
Perfect. Until next time, thank you very much, Nancy.
Okay. Bye,
aloha.
Danielle.
And thank you for making the golf club possible. It's Futuristone. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your building, your company, your home into artwork. The way they do, the front entrances, the garages, and then the driveway, it's like framing a home. It's beautiful. It's Futuristone. Only the best. Poipupe Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years, and outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipube Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And boy, do they think out of the box. They've got the Ocean 9 in the morning, $99. You get to play that back nine. It's gorgeous. You go in between 7 and 8:30. Then you're on the range. You practice, you warm up. They take you out to the nine. Or if you're after work, you just want to go play three holes, but you want to hit some balls, get all that stuff from the day out of your system, then go and play three. It's a 3, 4, and a 5. It's perfect. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. They are Creative Plumbing. And Montgomery Power Sports, where you'll find Indian, Victory, Suzuki, Husqvarna Motorcycles, Polaris ATVs, and GEM Electric Vehicles. Montgomery Power Sports. They're right next to Liliha Bakery, where your tires grab the road. You can always find us at RadioGolfClub.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.